Sustainable Insider Podcast. My name is Keith DeBoer, and I'm a domain industry writer and investor. And I'm here to give you the insider scoop on how to buy and sell brandable domain names. In this edition, I'm going to review the top 15 brandable domain sales from this past week, according to namebio.com. But first, a message from our sponsor.
The Brand Bucket Marketplace has helped thousands of domainers turn their assets into cash. You get maximum exposure, and since it's only a dollar to submit a domain for review, it's a no-brainer. Sign up at brandbucket.com/sell, and you can submit your first 10 domain names for free.
All right, without further delay, let's jump right in. First up on the review today is leanup.com. That's spelled LEANUP.com. Leanup.com. It comes in at 2 syllables and 6 letters, a nice, short, concise, 2-keyword domain name. This week, leanup.com sold on NameJet for $4,203. In an auction, that's a wholesale price. Leanup.com is taken in 24 extensions. It's been continually registered since 2000. I like this domain name. It's short and concise and punchy. It's got good imagery. It'd make a great brand. I could see this being used for the diet industry, for fitness. Also, lean is a word used in the startup community. There's such a phrase as lean startups, and this means efficient development of a product, service, or business concept. So I'd like leanup.com, $4,203 in the NameJet auctions this week. That's a wholesale price for leanup.com. Next is cleanandfresh.com. It's got a little bit of a funny spelling because the and in the middle of cleaned and fresh is symbolized by the letter N as in Nancy. So it's clean, letter N, and then the word fresh. Coming in at 3 syllables and 11 letters, this domain name is taken in 7 extensions. It sold this week on BuyDomains for $4,288. Because it sold on BuyDomains, I'm assuming this is an end user sale. And in fact, this domain name is already being used. It forwards to the website for the hand sanitizer manufacturer called Ocean Star. And they have a product called Clean and Fresh. And so naturally, this is a perfect match for them, cleanandfresh.com. It's sold this week at BuyDomains to an end user for $4,288. I think they got a good price. Next up is layer6.com. Coming in at 2 syllables and 8 letters, this domain name is taken in only 2 extensions. It's sold this week on BuyDomains for $4,488. Again, I'm assuming this is an end user sale. Layer6.com, it's short and concise. It's got a nice rhythm to it, but the keywords are a little bit mediocre, and I'm not sure what the application is for this domain name. $4,488 on BuyDomains this week. Next up is chatdanger.com. Coming in at 2 syllables and 10 letters, chatdanger.com is taken in only 4 extensions. It's sold in the GoDaddy auctions this week for $5,075. That's a pretty high price. In case you haven't heard of the phrase chat danger, it is moderately used on the web. It refers to cyber safety, to safety for online chat. It particularly applies to children and teens. Safety for teens and children that are chatting on the web, on social media, and so forth. So chat danger is a phrase that has some usage. You will find it on Google, but it's not widely known, and I'm surprised that it went as high as $5,075 this week on GoDaddy as a wholesale domain sale. Next up is roundrobin.com. Everyone's heard this phrase before. It's got mindshare. It's widely known, so we'd expect this to go for a good price. Roundrobin.com, coming in at 3 syllables and 10 letters, did sell this week on Cedo for $5,261. Roundrobin is taken in 39 extensions. And based on the price of only $5,200, I would say this is a wholesale sale on Cedo this week. I think it's a little bit high, but this is a great domain, one that I would definitely want to have in my portfolio. Round robin is a term that's often used in sports. It can be used for brainstorming. It's been used in music for music performance. It's also a phrase that's used in computer programming. So it's got a lot of applicability, a wide range of applicability. A lot of industries would be interested in owning this domain. It's got mind share and brain share. And so I like this domain name a lot. And $5,261 is not a bad wholesale price to pay for a domain like that in the current markets. So roundrobin.com, $5,261 on Cedo this week. Next up is allusa.com. Coming in at four syllables and six letters, this domain name is taken in 17 different extensions, and it's sold this week on NameJet in an auction, a wholesale auction, for $5,549. AllUSA.com. It's nice and short and sweet. It does have the acronym USA, which is not widely used in brandable domain names, but I like it in this instance. I could see this domain name being used for sports or even for manufacturing, like manufactured in the USA. It's all USA made. Something like that could be a slogan for a manufacturing company. So AllUSA.com. Four syllables because of the acronym and six letters. It's short and sweet and compact, easy to say, spell, and remember. So I like this domain name a lot. Sold this week for $5,549 on NameJet at a wholesale auction. Next up is Zwin.com. It's a four-letter domain. It's spelled Z-W-I-N. In other words, it's the keyword win with a Z in front of it. Zwin.com, one syllable, four letters. This domain name is taken in 37 different extensions, and it's sold this week at a wholesale price at a GoDaddy auction for $5,802. I like this domain name because it contains the keyword win, and putting a Z at the front of a keyword is popular in domaining with startups. In fact, just last week, I sold the domain name smartly.com. That's the word smartly with a Z at the front instead of an S, smartly.com. I sold that this week on BrandBucket. So domain names beginning with Z are okay with startup end users, and they do like them. They will buy them. So here in this case, we have Zwin.com, a four-letter domain name going for $5,802 in a GoDaddy auction this week. We're going to continue with seven more domain names, the top 15 brandable domain names according to NameBio this week. We're going to continue with our review in just a moment.
At FT.com, you can increase your domain name sales and make managing your portfolio a breeze. FT provides custom for-sale landing pages and secure integration with escrow.com, Dan, and PayPal. So stop paying commissions and maximize your sales at FT.com.
All right, we're back. So let's jump right in. The next name on our list is agat.com. It's spelled A-G-A-T.com. Agat.com. Coming in at two syllables and four letters, this domain name is taken in 85 extensions. In terms of taken extensions, it's the top name on the list this week. 85 extensions. It's sold this week on Dropcatch for $6,050. Agat.com. There are some companies that currently use the name Agat, such as Agat Labs, Agat Software. So that's two companies that could use this domain name as an upgrade. In addition, the term GAT is an acronym for the General Ability Test, a learning or educational exam. And so it could be used for that as well. Also, it could just be used as an empty vessel brandable domain name, agat.com. As a side comment, I would add that gat is a term that's used in India. It means a series of steps that lead down to the river. It's a place where people bathe, wash clothes, recreate, pray, worship, and so forth. For example, on the Ganges River, there are many gats, which are spelled G-A-T. So that's another potential usage for this domain. Agat.com, going this week in Dropcatch for $6,050. Next up on the list is SwitchPoint.com. That's SwitchPoint.com. Coming in at 2 syllables and 11 letters, this domain name is taken in 23 different extensions. It sold this week in the GoDaddy Wholesale Expired Domain Name Auctions for $6,101. SwitchPoint.com. I like this domain name. It's short and sweet. Two good solid keywords. I like domain names that end in the word point. They're powerful and they're in demand. They're very marketable. And I could see this domain name being used for the railroad industry, for the transportation industry. I could see it being used for computers because computers have switch points, or maybe for software as well as communications. There are switch points used in the communications industry. So this is a good tech domain name. I like it a lot. The price, $6,101, kind of high, but it is taken in 23 extensions. So good luck to the buyer of SwitchPoint.com going this week in the GoDaddy wholesale auctions for $6,101. Next up is Otimo.com. I'm going to spell it for you. It's spelled Otimo.com. Coming in at 3 syllables and 6 letters, this domain name, believe it or not, is taken in 66 different extensions. It sold this week in the NameJet auctions for $7,092. And like me, you're probably wondering, why is Otimo.com going for such a high price, and why is it taken in 66 different domain extensions? Well, the answer is that Otimo is the Italian word for best or perfect. So it's got a story behind it. Startup companies like brandable domains with a history, with some story behind them. And of course, when you look it up and you find out that it's Italian word for best or perfect, it's a great brand for a startup company to brand on, to build their brand on, to put in front of their services and products and their company. So Otimo.com going for $7,092 this week in the NameJet wholesale auctions. Next up is FarmLink.com. Nice, short, concise, two-keyword domain name, FarmLink.com. Coming in at 2 syllables and 8 letters, this domain name is taken in 28 different extensions. It sold this week in the GoDaddy expired auctions for $8,300. I like this domain name. It's short and sweet, 2 syllables, easy to say, easy to spell. FarmLink is a term that's used. You'll find it on the web. It means connecting farms with consumers, with markets, with buyers, with supplies, anything like that. FarmLink is a powerful brandable domain name. It's sold this week in the GoDaddy auctions for $8,300. Next up is healthweb.com. Again, we've got 2 syllables, 2 keywords, 9 letters in this case, 2 syllables and 9 letters. This domain name, healthweb.com, is registered in 44 different extensions. It sold this week in the GoDaddy expired auctions for $10,009. I like this domain name a lot. I'm a little bit conflicted, though, as to whether WebHealth would be a better version of this domain name or not, because web health would mean the health of the web. Here we have health web, which means a web full of health. It's kind of six, half dozen the other. Definitely two great, fantastic, strong keywords, health and web. So healthweb.com went this week in the GoDaddy expired auctions for just over $10,000. It's owned by the company located at Cognizant.com. The domain name is already being forwarded to Cognizant.com, which is an international artificial intelligence software company with a strong healthcare component. This domain name would also be a nice upgrade for the company at healthwebnav.com, but they didn't grab it. It seems like somebody maybe at the IT department at Cognizant.com had a line on this, and so an end user went and purchased this domain name in the GoDaddy expired auctions for $10,009. That's healthweb.com, 2 syllables, 9 letters, taken in 44 different domain name extensions. Next up is GameKey.com. Coming in at 2 syllables and 7 letters, this domain name is taken in 39 different extensions. It sold this week in the NameJet auctions for $10,150. This is a great, short, concise, easy to say, easy to spell, easy to remember domain name. And I could see this being used in the esports industry. I could see being used for security, cybersecurity, for encryption. So this is a dynamite tech and sports keyword. GameKey.com, a great brandable for those industries, sold this week for $10,150 in the NameJet wholesale auctions. Got two more domains to go. Unoriginal.com. Unoriginal.com. Coming in at 5 syllables and 10 letters. This domain name, it's actually a dictionary word, is taken in 22 different extensions. It sold this week at the GoDaddy expired auctions for $11,250. It's been registered continuously since 2000. Normally, I'm pretty skeptical on dictionary words that start with un. They're usually not very valuable. And this domain, I'm not sure about. I don't know why it went for $11,250, because this dictionary word that starts with un is also got a negative connotation. Unoriginal, it means uninteresting, it means boring, it means uncreative. So it's not a flattering term. And I'm not sure what the applications would be for this dictionary word domain name, but it did sell for $11,250 in the GoDaddy auctions this week. And lastly, the highest selling domain name on the name bio list this week in the brandable category is Mercato.com, and it's spelled M-E-R-K-A-T-O. Now, hearing this name, you might think that it's spelled with a C. You might think it's spelled M-E-R-C-A-T-O, but no, it's not. It's got a K there, M-E-R-K-A-T-O, and it's actually a word that's used in Ethiopia, in Ethiopian culture, and there are a number of businesses that have branded on the name Mercato in Ethiopia, but I'm still not sure why it would be so valuable to people in other countries. Because this week, this domain name, which is 3 syllables and 7 letters, and which is registered in 63 different domain extensions, sold this week on Cedo for $35,000. And from what I can tell so far, it's not being used. It doesn't forward to any particular website or company. And looking at the who is and everything, it appears that this is a wholesale sale. $35,000. I'm still not sure what makes this domain name so valuable. I did a little bit of research on it to check the backlinks and things like that, thinking maybe it's an SEO play. But based on my limited knowledge and limited research, it doesn't appear that it has a lot of backlinks and that it's particularly valuable in terms of search engine optimization. So I'm not sure why this domain name went for such a high price, but it did sell this week on Cedo for $35,000. Now, this domain name would be an upgrade for the company that's currently located at GoMercato.com, which is an e-commerce optimization company. It also could be used, it's a term that's used by the Dutch software company that's located at Quoots.com. Quoots is spelled Q-U-O-O-T-Z. Not sure what that means. So there are a couple of companies that could upgrade to this domain name. It would definitely be valuable to them, but and maybe one of them bought it and they just haven't forwarded it to their website yet. But $35,000, a pretty high price for what appears to be a not very well-known or used term or word. So that's Mercato.com, sold this week on Cedo for $35,000. Well, that completes this episode of the Brandable Insider Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. Till next time, this is Keith DeBoer saying, may all your sales be to end users.